Jaina was too busy studying tonnage estimates to respond. The three craft approaching the Rockhound were carrying far too much mass to be starfighters, while the vessel hanging back was only about half the mass of the Chase Master frigates the Sith were using. In fact, its thermal profile lacked the high output signature of military-grade engines at all, and there were no energy concentrations large enough to suggest a turbo laser preparing to fire. "Rowdy, give me more on those bogeys in the lead." As Jaina spoke, she began to ease back on the control stick, bringing the Stealth X up and pointing its nose toward the trio of tiny blue flickers still closing on the Rockhound. "They can't be fighters, or they would have attacked by now." A magnified enhancement of the lead bogey appeared on Jaina's display. The image suggested a blocky craft, about 20 meters long, with a wedge-shaped bow and four undersized ion engines attached to the stern. Thermal imaging showed a main cabin packed with at least 20 beings, while a small energy concentration just beneath the roof seemed to suggest the presence of a cannon turret. Jaina frowned. "Maybe Lando was right," she said. "That looks like an assault shuttle."
"Negative. The hull armor on an assault shuttle would defeat our thermal imaging," Rowdy reported. "It is 78% likely that all three craft are lightly modified BDY crew skiffs."
"Okay, and I suppose the lightly modified means that cannon turret on the roof," Jaina asked.
"Affirmative. BDY skiffs are not sold with armament options."
"And that's why pirates love them." As she spoke, Jaina was trying to recall the latest intelligence on the rash of pirate attacks that Jaden Kor was investigating. The last she'd heard, he was still focusing on the Middle Hydean Way, which was a long way from the Maw. "Vessels without military-grade sensors usually can't see a small cannon turret, so they don't get too worried when they see a BDY skiff coming."
"So we are not being attacked by Sith?"
"Apparently not," Jaina said, feeling relieved. A Sith frigate would have been a problem, but three shuttle loads of pirates? That she could handle. "It looks like someone is trying to board us." The display returned to tactical scale, and Rowdy added a designator label beneath the large vessel still hanging back at the top of the screen.
"And this Demorian S-18 light freighter is the mothership?"
"That's right," Jaina said. "Classic pirate tactics. Get close and send over some fast shuttles."
"Then this is going to be more fun than we thought. A Demorian S-18 is large enough to carry 6 BDY skiffs."
"Now you tell me." Just because an S-18 could carry 6 skiffs didn't mean it was, but Jaina had to assume the worst. She continued toward the approaching vessels, trying to think of a way to take out 6 shuttles and a mothership with only 4 shadow bombs, and quickly realized there wasn't one. Those pirates were no idiots. The three shuttles were staying at least a kilometer apart, well beyond the blast radius of a shadow bomb, and they were approaching in a staggered line.
"Rowdy, arm bomb 3,
she said, designating number 3 because bomb racks 1 and 2 were empty. She continued to close on the lead shuttle until the tiny flicker of its efflux tail had stretched into a blue dagger as long as her arm, then ordered,
"Activate our transceiver and open a hailing channel."
A bleep of protest sounded over the cockpit speaker, and Jaina glanced down to find a message on the display.
"A Stealth X emitting comm waves is no longer a Stealth X. It is just a poorly armed, lightly armored X-wing saying, 'Come get me.'"